This goes to Dr. Mutsatson, Mutsatson, fax 989-953-5153, regarding Jacqueline, Jacqueline Fredericks, Fredricks. Date of birth, August 30th, 1959. Dear Dr. Mutsatson, this is a follow-up, is it, for Mrs. Fredericks with proteinuria, diffuse systemic scleroderma, and Raynaud's syndrome, also hypertension. Her last visit was March 18th of this year. Her rheumatologist started her on low-dose amlodipine, 2.5 milligram once a day, for the Raynaud's syndrome pain and coolness of her hands, and she states that that has helped quite a bit and relieved the symptoms of discoloration of the hands and painful vasoconstriction. And so it's working quite well. She did get very sick over the summer and had a very bad cough. There was some concern it might be worsening of interstitial lung disease, but she was treated with two different courses of antibiotics, and the non-productive prolonged cough finally resolved, and it's completely gone at this point, so she's feeling much better. And she's doing well as far as her scleroderma is concerned. It's stable, and she continues to receive the gamma globulin every 4 weeks. Also, Myfortic, 360 milligrams. She takes two twice a day. She takes Zestrel, 10 milligrams twice a day for proteinuria and hypertension. Microzide also is 12.5 milligram once a day. Physical exam weight is 154 pounds. That's a 6-pound decrease over the last 6 months. Pulse is 84. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done September 18th, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 0.9. Calcium is 9.9, sodium 141, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 26.5, albumin 4.2, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin 12.7 with the normal white count, normal platelets. Pre-T4 is 1.12, TSH 2.1. Assessment and plan, one, proteinuria with preserved renal function. We will continue to check labs every 3 months, and with the next lab, we will check a protein to creatinine ratio. Two, diffuse systemic scleroderma, stable. Three, Raynaud's syndrome, improved on amlodipine 2.5 milligram daily. And four, hypertension, well controlled. The patient will continue to have labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.